We are at the 2014 American Seed Trade Association Corn, Sorghum, and Soy and Seed Expo going on here in Chicago. That is a huge mouthful. But John, you are with Bayer Crop Science. You're going to tell me today is a big deal. Olivo is finally out on the market. We've talked about it from the Farm Progress show on. How big of a deal is this?
This is a big deal for not only Bayer, but the soybean growers across the Midwest. We are about ready to give them an option they've been looking for 40 years, and that is a seed treatment product that controls not only sudden death syndrome, but nematodes in the seed zone.
It is a huge deal. Let's talk a little bit first for folks that don't know, what is sudden death syndrome? Hopefully, maybe some people have never seen it on their farm.
Well, the people who don't know what sudden death syndrome are, we're not in their fields this year. Sudden death syndrome is a very, I will call it a misunderstood disease. It's actually caused by a strain of Fusarium villagiformis. And what it is it's one of those diseases that actually attacks the crown and the roots of the plant in the seedling stage, but then if conditions are right, morphs into producing toxin, which actually kills the plant in the later stages, right around the reproductive stage, typically called sudden death syndrome.
Olivo has been talked about for a little while. Like I said, we've had conversations about it as far back, at least as the Farm Progress show. Finally, things are online. Take me a little bit through that process and how you guys came about with Olivo.
Olivo was one of those interesting discoveries. We were actually testing it as just another new innovative fungicide after seedling diseases. And all of a sudden, we started seeing very distinct advantages and controlling attributes against the sudden death syndrome disease. So we started immediately focusing our efforts towards, hey, is this really real? And if it is, we have something here. And then just, I don't know if we call it dumb luck or what, but it started showing the same added attributes towards cyst control. So, when you can put a sudden death syndrome product together with a nematode protectant product, you have something for the growers, because now you're controlling two of the top four pest facing and robbing yield and economical damage to soybean growers.
Tell me a little bit about the application process. How will that work?
The application process is going to be very similar to traditional seed treatments right now. It can be applied through commercial soybean plants as well as downstream application methods.
All right. And folks can get their hands on Olivo when?
We just got EPA registration yesterday, so we are immediately starting to get the state registrations, which, depending on the state, can take anywhere from 5 to 30 odd days. Some maybe a little longer, but the key soybean growing states are typically under 30 days. So commercial products should be ready in mid to late January for the 15 growing season.
And typically, when do folks, we're looking at planting season starting how early in some of your Midwestern states?
Well, Mother Nature has a lot to do with that. Tell me when the snow is going to melt, and I'll tell you when they're going to plant soybeans. But typically, growers are planting in as early as late April, but mainly in that May timeline.
Poncho Vetivo has been a big thing for you guys. Now we're going into Olivo. What are folks going to see? What's going to be their deciding factor to maybe switch up if they need to?
Well, to be clear, we're not switching out Poncho Vetivo for Olivo. We're actually going to pair them together.
Okay, tell me about that.
And that's very important to understand. As I mentioned before, Olivo gives you SDS control at the SDS rate and nematode activity in the seed zone. And the seed zone I define as 6 inches below the ground, 6 inches above the ground. That's the zone of Olivo. Once the root would grow out of that 6 inches below ground, we need the Votivo part of Poncho Votivo as the protectant of that root tip against the nematodes going forward, because Votivo actually grows and morphs with the root.
Anything else that I might have missed?
No, I just want to reiterate our excitement, and I appreciate you being here and I help in carrying the message to the growers, because the growers are going to be excited with what we're bringing them with Olivo.
All right, and we are here at the American Seed Trade Association Corn, Sorghum, and Soybean Conference and Seed Expo. I'm Leah Guffey.